Now we turn to dramatic developments in the case against Boston's notorious gangster James Whitey Bulger. He's scheduled to go on trial for multiple murders this coming June. Bulger is basing his defense on a claim that the FBI granted him immunity back in the 1970s. But yesterday, just after a court hearing, his attorney J.W. Carney suggested everything you thought you knew about this case is wrong.
James Bulger was never an informant to the FBI or anybody else at any time.
Well, WBUR senior reporter David Boeri was at that hearing, and he joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Anthony.
So, wow, bombshell from J.W. Carney there. What do we make of this? He was not an informant, says J.W. Carney.
It's the elephant parade that goes into the Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers Circus. He said that, and all these reporters looked at each other like, hey, did we just hear him say that Bulger wasn't an informant? I mean, what about all those files? What about the court trials we'd gone to? What about all the books? And for God's sakes, what about all the things that we've reported over the years?
And what about the claim that that he was given immunity?
Well, that's the obvious question. So we turn to J. period W. period Carney, as he tells reporters, we call him the owl, and we ask, look, if he isn't an informant, why does he get immunity, as he claims?
We're going to present that answer when the trial starts on June 10. If you want to know what the answer is, be there.
All right.
Sounds like he's selling tickets, doesn't it? This is going to be under the big top.
Under the big top, the biggest show in town. But David, it does seem crazy. It did seem yesterday to be crazy, but a day has passed. You've had a chance to track down a few of your sources. Well, what did you find out more about this?
Well, after being double gobsmacked yesterday when he said this, all of a sudden this morning I talked to a couple of people, sources who tell me that there are no signatures from James Bulger in the administrative files that lists the informants. Now, the common procedure is if you are an informant, a top echelon informant, you sign a piece of paper saying you understand that, and also you give them your fingerprints and photos. Mm. Well, guess what? According to the sources I spoke to who've seen the administrative files, there are no signatures from Bulger on any paper. There are no fingerprints, and initially, at least, there was no photograph. Mm. So you look at that, and it's like, oh, my God, what is going on here?
Right. So no hard sort of documentary evidence. On the other hand, this is sort of a shadow world, isn't it? And I'm thinking that it also contradicts FBI files, testimony from former FBI agents like John Connolly, who's now in prison. It also contradicts findings from a federal judge.
Well, there are plenty of files. There are plenty of files from Connolly on this. But remember, Connolly's been convicted of corruption. Mm-hmm. So could you believe anything in the files that Connolly wrote? It is so implausible in looking at it, and yet there may be something. There may be some magic dust in this that J.W. Carney can bring with him to a trial to sprinkle on the jurors.
So here's what I'm still stuck with, though. If James Whitey Bulger is basing his case on the fact that he was granted immunity, why would he want to make this claim now that he was never working officially for the FBI? I just don't get it.
All right. Well, here's one analyst close to the scene, Kevin Weeks, who is the former mob lieutenant for James Bulger, his surrogate son, as it said. I called him up last night, and after he laughed for about 15 or 20 seconds at this, he told me, you know, the most important thing to Bulger was reputation. It was his reputation. So go figure this, that now he's back and James Bulger is trying to return to a state of grace. He's retry, and the grace would be the grace, the starting point would be that reputation of the mobster who never rolls. And so that might explain.
So he wasn't a rat.
So he wasn't a rat, or more to the point, and this goes to the deep, deep psychology of the Green Isle. He was not a tout. A tout, the most hated figure in Irish culture. It brings you back to the movie on Stipo Nolan called The Informant, and said he's trying to restore himself to good graces.
Very interesting. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, always great having you. We look forward to more coverage of this strange and complex story.
Boy, I'm looking forward to it. Get the popcorn out.
Well, stick with us, because coming up, we'll talk a lot more about this case with Kevin Cullen and Shelley Murphy, authors of the new book Whitey Bulger, America's Most Wanted Gangster and the Manhunt That Brought Him to Justice. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.